CFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. A judge has just blocked the Trump administration's efforts to defund Planned Parenthood and orders that it keep getting Medicaid funds. The president says his 50-day deadline for Vladimir Putin to reach a ceasefire deal in Ukraine is being cut.
I'm going to make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today. There's no reason in waiting.
And the president, who's in Scotland, called on Israel's prime minister to get food into Gaza.
The United States will be helping with the food. You know, we have a lot of access to food. We got a lot of food ourselves. And we're going to bring it over there. We're also going to make sure that they don't have barriers stopping people.
It's another week of extreme heat from the deep south up into the east. CBS New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
90s, 100s, and combined with the humidity, a heat index that could easily exceed 115 degrees. Records will be broken.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A group of conservation activists have filed a petition with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources seeking to stop wake boats from contributing to the spread of aquatic invasive species. The petition argues that wake boats can carry more residual water than other kinds of boats after draining procedures, making it more likely that they could help invasive species like zebra mussels spread. The group is asking the DNR to implement new regulations that would require wake boats to be thermally decontaminated before being moved to a new body of water. With Governor Evers officially announcing he will not seek a third term, the Democratic primary field has already begun to take shape. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez officially launched her campaign for governor in 2026 on Friday morning, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he will be taking steps towards entering the race over the next few weeks. State Senator Kelda Royce, Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, Attorney General Josh Call, and former Democratic State Party Chair Ben Wickler have also been discussed as potential candidates. Altoona residents gathered in the downtown area for the grand opening of a long-awaited project this weekend. The new container park, known as The Yard, officially opened for business on Saturday after years of delays in its development. The site includes a number of small shops and restaurants made out of repurposed shipping containers, which city officials hope will help revitalize the downtown Altoona area. In addition to the ribbon cutting, the grand opening event over the weekend featured live music, a cornhole tournament, and activities for kids. The Dunn County Historical Society has launched a new app for area residents interested in learning more about the history of the region. According to a press release, the Discover Dunn County Tours app will direct residents to 13 locations around the county that include free walking tours, old and current photos of historic sites, and information on significant historical events in the area. Residents who complete the Dunn History Road Rally Tour between August 22nd and September 2nd can also get a free limited edition magnet from the Rossbach Museum. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Cubs and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Cubs and the Brewers come into tonight's game at AmFam Field, tied for first place in the division. On the mound for Chicago, lefty Matthew Boyd against the Miz. 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
This kid throws 102. Like, if I was him, I wouldn't be scared of nothing. You know, he deserves a lot of the hype he's getting because, I mean, he's just, you don't see pitchers like him. I think he's not going to approach it any different than any other game. He's getting ready for the Cubs, and yeah, he's been thrown into these atmospheres a little bit. He just goes about his day like any other day, and he'll be ready.
NFL Packers training camp, players now in full pads. I talked to Xavier McKinney.
We locked in, man. You know, personally for me, you know, I got one goal in my mind, and that's to win the championship. So, you know, in order to get that done, obviously you got to win the division. So we just laser focus right now.
That's the Packers safety Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny, hot, and humid today, with high temperatures scraping the low 90s and it really feeling more like the upper 90s. With a dry day today, showers and storms do spark up again tonight, late tonight, and through the overnight. And some could be strong to severe, packing high winds and hail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Matt Nair on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Wisconsin News headlines for the weekend, who may be in the running for governor next, and previewing our Tuesday show with Joe Thomas. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Two roads diverge in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both. And be one traveler, long I stood and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then I took the other, just as fair and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that, the passing there had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverge in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. What is the road we are taking? What is the road less traveled? What is the road that's being traveled too much? I am Jeff Smith, sitting in for our dear friend Tom Hartman. The call-in number here is 202-808-9925. I want to say at least a little bit about a road that's being taken. We will be talking today and would welcome any questions or calls or new information or analysis on the Trump decision and the House decision to flee Washington, D.C. like rats running away from the very topic that for years they said was the most important thing. And that was uncovering the scoundrels that had relationships with and benefited from or harmed others based upon their relationship with one Mr. Epstein. And now they very, 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 very much would like that to go away. And now with the House on recess for better than a month, the question will be, can those who want accountability there maintain attention? Can they maintain energy? Or will the folks who just want to protect pedophiles, will they be able to successfully change the subject? What dastardly things might they do to try to change the subject? But of course, this is the subject they picked for years and years and years and years. The petard has been lifted. Upon whom will be hoisted remains the question. But I want to talk about something else also, because I view the most important thing that's happening in the country to be what's happening in terms of the choices, in terms of the decisions that the federal government is making, the danger that they are putting people in, the harm they are causing to the country, the risk that is befalling people who live here and abroad. And what I remember is and it really was, I viewed it then, I was a little bit fooled, I must admit, but only a little bit, because I caught on just then. Remember when Donald Trump said the cats and dogs thing? Remember when he was in a debate with Kamala Harris and he said they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, they're eating the pets of the people who live there. And people guffawed and clutched their whatever they clutched and said, oh, what is it? Like Kamala Harris gave a great reaction. And people said, oh, what a dum-dum. And people have watched me sit in as your favorite substitute teacher, and thank you for that, for Tom Hartman, know my view that the dum-dum critique is a weaker critique than the smarty-smarties think it is. Okay? But it's very attractive. It's magnetic and easy. And so we said, ah, what a dum-dum. How could he possibly say such a dum-dum thing? And instantly, we ended up talking about three things all in one. One, whether it was dum-dum or not. Two, dogs and cats and pets. But most importantly, for Donald Trump, three, immigration. Now, all of that was most important, not because of those three things, but because up until that very moment had started to become the dominant conversation within the presidential campaign, which was Project 2025. That was the thing that was starting to get purchased, starting to get attention, starting to attract awareness. Donald Trump's superpower is garnering attention. And the attention was being focused on Project 2025. And he did two things to change the subject primarily. One, he said, never heard of it. What are you talking about? I have nothing to do with that. And second, he said, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats. And all of a sudden, it was like, well, I guess he didn't know anything about it, and I guess we better be talking about immigration and dogs and cats. And after that debate, we weren't talking about Project 2025 anymore. And this is something we've been slow. The pro-democracy, pro-social people have been a little bit slow at the switch to realize that the modern game now, to too great a degree, is about attention. The road being traveled more and more is just the road of whatever gathers attention. And there's some deep flaws with that, and I'll explain what I mean. It's really pernicious. So what we know is that there are at least two factors. They are maybe the two most important factors that drive attention. And both of them cut against the likelihood of truth. They don't necessarily negate the possibility of truth. They both could include helping find truth. But they both are counter forces very often to truth, and I'll explain. So how do you get attention? First thing you do is you say something surprising. It's the most important thing to do to get attention, is to say something that somebody else isn't saying. That when the Sandy Hook tragedy was being discussed by Alex Jones as a false flag operation, he sold more supplements when he talked about it. It would garner attention. It was surprising. If you're a journalist and you're taught how to write a story, you're taught, don't say dog bites man, don't write a story about that. That's not a story. It's not surprising. What is surprising is man bites dog. So find the surprising thing. Find the thing that other people aren't saying. The challenge is sometimes the thing that people aren't saying, they're not saying it because it's not true. It's because it's about some pizza joint, or it's about Sandy Hook not being real, or something just absurd that feeds into something that maybe somebody wants to be true but isn't, and it garners attention. And the second is if you say, so one is just being surprising, and that second and related is saying something counter to the mainstream. And I don't mean different than dominant corporate whatever. I mean just different from the primary stream of conversation. And again, that can cut against truth. If you say the world is flat, you all of a sudden they'll be like, oh, that seems different, and you start getting attention. Well, right now, we need more attention remaining on the thing they said was most important. We'll talk about Epstein. But the other is, I do want to go through after the break what's been happening on Project 2025, what we're learning, what is being accomplished, why we should be concerned about it, and why we should generate more attention for what government is actually doing, what this administration is actually inflicting upon the country. The call-in number here is 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. We take the road less traveled. We try not only to shout about clickbait, we try not to say things that are untrue for purposes of garnering eyeballs, and for that, I am very grateful. And I'm very grateful to be here. I'm Jeff, here on Tom's show. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call the number here is 202-808-9925. It's a beautiful summer. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save money on your next full synthetic oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $15 prepaid MasterCard after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. We can recommend all the oil change supplies you need. Shop your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story. Really just a heartwarming message. Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Kareen Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Kareen, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life.
I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
This is all too familiar. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices? Tough it out? Get sick? Take time off work? Hope the doctor can see you this month? Wait 2 hours in urgent care? Sit in a room full of sick people? Or open your emergency medical kit. Just match your symptoms to the doctor's recommended prescription. Start on the right medications and nip it in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit, to be clear. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. The meds are in the kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom and use promo code Tom. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. And we are back. Over the break, we got a really great question about why is there all the focus only on the perpetrators in the Epstein scandal and not on the victims? And I invited our smart listenership to call in and help explain that and help offer the, if we have the best sort of mass cycle analysis of what helped make that happen. There are a couple we know. One, very often, journalists want to keep names out of the press because very often victims don't want to be talked about. It's not about how they want to define their lives. And so it is very public to, you know, the name of the perpetrator is more public, and therefore that can be focused on a lot. Also, the perpetrator does more things along the way in the journey. Maybe they get indicted. Maybe they confirm. Maybe they deny. Maybe they do an interview, and maybe they do something again. Maybe they sit for trial. Maybe they get convicted, right? Think about any of the number of large crimes that capture lots of attention. There's lots of things that can be hooks for stories. Remember, the word news says new in it. They do something new. Very often, what has happened with a victim is it happened in the past. It already happened. And so there isn't something that's new happening each time that continues the story. Sometimes they'll organize, sometimes they'll go public, sometimes there are new things that they do. By the way, I do not equate new with good or new with relevant or new with worthy of discussion. I just, roughly speaking, understand how media treats things, and very often they cover things that are new and therefore news. So I think that's a key part of the dynamic. I assume that our misogynist culture plays a role as well. I've not done or read a study on this, but I assume that I would hypothesize that focus on male main characters, just our habit of that, it amplifies it at least a little bit. So anyway, that's some of my answer about why I think, to the question that came of why there isn't more focus on victims, I think that's some of why. But here is, now, Democrats in Congress do not have power to have hearings, but state legislatures could, governors could. You could imagine in New York and California, and I'm stealing this idea from somebody else, you could imagine in New York and California them having hearings, calling hearings, where in states where victims reside and actually hearing about what's going on. And I think that is of the ideas that that I have heard that could help flesh out some of the information that's being held back. Some of the information that, I mean, the last thing Donald Trump wants is any focus at all on victims. Joe from Seattle, Washington. Joe, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Jeff. Thank you for being here. The Epstein files, I understand the specifics of it, but there's really an interesting and informational video when people have time to watch it. It's called Truth Streams, and it's on the Cato Letters. And in this video, this goes back 300 years. It reveals the patterns of wicked men used to destroy countries. And I feel really sorry for these ladies that were exploited, but they were being used just like all of us in America being used to distract us from what's really going on.
Well, I appreciate your call. I want to say something before we go to the break. It is, why do I think this story matters? I do think it matters because of the victims, but it's also about this. Does the modern Republican Party, does the MAGA movement stand for anything? Is it only stand for its opposition? Does it only stand for what it is opposed to and not? And I don't mean a particular principle. I don't mean a particular policy. I don't mean even a particular person. I just mean, can it only rally as an anti? It can only rally as a force of negativity. Or does it stand for anything? Is there anything it powerfully believes? If it identifies a key problem, will it continue to work on that key problem? Will it continue to focus on it? It was this movement that conspiracized about Jeffrey Epstein. And you didn't have to conspiracize much to get some pretty scary hypotheses. Will they continue to care about this? And this is not just a partisan political thing. They view this as something deeply important. If it's still important, I hope they'll say so.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Does it still matter? Does it still matter? If they try to be quiet about it, does that mean it goes away? Does that sweep it all under the rug? 202-808-9925.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we'll talk to Sheila Everhart from the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser, and Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced legislation to add protections for workers who are exposed to dangerous heat conditions in their workplace. The proposed bill would require the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to establish an enforceable federal standard to protect workers in high-heat environments. Those standards could include things like paid breaks in cool spaces, access to water, limiting how long workers can be exposed to extreme heat, and establishing emergency response procedures for addressing heat-related illnesses. Republican state lawmakers have introduced a bill seeking to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. The public university system recently approved a 5% increase in tuition for next year, the third year in a row that tuition has increased. The proposed legislation would cap future tuition increases to no higher than the rate of inflation. It's the third time in recent years that Republican lawmakers have attempted to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. Tuition and fees make up over half of the system's yearly revenue. Multiple people were injured when a boat exploded into flames in Prescott over the weekend. According to law enforcement authorities, the explosion occurred just before 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Miscroy Yacht Harbor fuel dock. 11 people were on the boat when it exploded, throwing most of them into the water. Authorities say nobody was killed in the incident, and all of the injured occupants of the boat were taken to the hospital. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is leading the investigation into the circumstances of the explosion. A former Rice Lake woman will go to trial on charges of felony homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle after entering a not guilty plea in Barron County Circuit Court. 56-year-old Patricia Cronquist is accused of passing vehicles in a construction zone on Highway 53 near Haugen last August, causing a fatal head-on collision that led to the death of 71-year-old Ira Luplau. A two-day trial was scheduled for November 24th at a hearing on Thursday. Cronquist is facing up to 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine if convicted. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Sunny, hot, and humid today with high temperatures scraping the low 90s and it really feeling more like the upper 90s. With a dry day today, showers and storms do spark up again tonight, late tonight, and through the overnight. And some could be strong to severe, packing high winds and hail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All of these things should sound off alarm bells bigly. You see what Donald Trump's doing with Harvard and with Columbia. You see what he's doing with Paramount. ABC capitulated in a lawsuit to Trump. We're America. We're not Hungary. We're a democracy. We're always going to be a democracy. Yeah, that's what they thought in Hungary. The way that Viktor Orban and the right wing gained power was by using a little bit of power to get more power, to use pressure on networks.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Pat joining us tomorrow after 9:35 to break down all Wisconsin news. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For all of your support.
Did you know
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
We're back. Thanks for being with us. Call number here is 202-808-9925. We'll have news of my dad at the top of the hour. I do want to talk about some of what Project 2025 and Donald Trump hath wrought. And they want to change the subject. They want to change the subject. Now, it used to be that the subject, they would be whatever happened, and then he would try to switch it to immigration. There's other things, too, but immigration was his favorite. And not because he's winning the argument on immigration so well, but just because he's losing the argument on so many other things so well. If we're going to have the subject changed, to me, there's two choices. There's two things that are the most important things happening. One is the one they picked, and one is the one that we picked. The one they picked is Jeffrey Epstein. And now they're desperately wishing they hadn't picked it. Because their guy's in the files. And they're desperately wishing their attorney general hadn't been clear that she was reviewing the documents on her desk and the list of people on her desk. Because their guy's in the files. And they desperately wish they had. They desperately wish they hadn't spent years and years saying this was the most important thing happening in the country. It was the worst mass crime happening. It was closest to its connection to the underpinning power of this country, the pernicious elements of that power. And they're desperately wishing they hadn't made that case over and 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 over again. They're desperately wishing that. But they did. And their guy's in the files. And they ran away like rats. So that they could hide in their districts. What I will say is, in their districts, members of Congress should not be capable of hiding. They should be engaged with their constituents. And to my conservative listeners, if you don't hold your member of Congress accountable, if you don't help make sure that they do just get all this information out, that you have clamored for and clamored for and demanded and say, oh, once your guys were in there, you were going to get in there. If you don't succeed in doing that, do you really think that's going to help you win the midterms? Do you really think that's going to help you build the movement you want to build? Do you really think that's going to be able to 10 years from now when you're talking about how you're able to, I don't even mean history. I mean, just in terms of the power analysis, where you're trying to hold your team together and try to teach the next generation of folks that we stand for something. We stand for something in this country. We're for some semblance of conservative values or whatever it is you want to make the case. And when you said, the big thing that we've got to do is we got to get to the bottom of the Jeffrey Epstein stuff. And then you had all of the keys to all of the cars. You had all of the codes to all of the lockboxes. And you decided to hide from it. You decided to shut it down. You decided to try to push it away, to keep the lockboxes locked, to not take the vehicles where the vehicles could be taken. Do you really think that's going to be, first of all, do you think it's good morally? Do you think it's the right thing to do? I know most of our listeners are conservative, but some of you are. Even if only to hate listen. But I hope you listen to this for a moment. Is it morally the right thing? I hope and wish that would be the first question. I sort of wish it'd be the first and last. It's just the right thing. What's the right thing? A second question is, I wish were a sub-question of that. What do you think a government should do? What do you think government should do as the role of government when there is something like this connected to power and the party in power and the supporters of the party in power? The supporters of the party in power have been asking for this information for years, and you have it. You have it. You control the Department of Justice. What do you think that government should do? You're in charge. Your people are in charge. What do you think your people should do? But now let's be a little more cynical. Let's imagine it's not about morality. It's not about the role of government. It's not about what, it's not about proper accountability. It's just about political power. That's really all it's about. Do you really think that this cover-up is going to help you? Do you really think that people will forget about this one? The one that you have over and 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 over said the big thing. Do you really think people will forget? Do you think conservative voters will forget? Do you think suburban voters will forget? Because remember, the base case you were making, that you have been making, to suburban swing voting women is, yeah, I know you don't like the fact that we're going to limit your freedoms on abortion, and I know you don't like it that we're going to make it possible for, we want to make it more easy for people to own guns, even if they bring those guns into schools, and even if kids get gunned down. I know you don't like us on that kind of stuff. And I know you probably don't like us on the environmental stuff, and you probably don't really like us on the shrink in the middle class kind of stuff, but we will protect you from pedophiles. And this was your argument. This was your argument. You allowed and facilitated a dastardly thing, which is try to suggest that a trans person was adjacent to a pedophile. They aren't. But the base case you made was, yeah, I know Donald Trump's a bad person. He's probably a bad president. And I know he's unkind. And I know he's horrible for women. And I know he's horrible for the middle class, horrible for the environment. He's horrible for gun safety. But it'll protect you from pedophiles. That was the base case. Do you really think if that base case is not fulfilled, if you abandon that, is, we actually didn't mean that. We actually didn't really mean that. We really just meant trans people who want to play sports. Not because anybody's in danger or at risk, but we really think that's on the top three, top two, top one, top 100 political issues that matter to human beings. If they were thinking about things other than what was just pumped to them by a propaganda machine. That protecting people from pedophilia, that does feel important. If you really abandon that, do you think it's actually good for you? Do you think it actually helps your political project over time? At least two time frames in mind, setting aside history 50 years from now. I mean, it will look back at some of the atrocities of the Trump administration and it'll have a thing to say. But of course, most Trump voters will be dead by then. So maybe they're not worried about that. And maybe they're not worried about what the Almighty will think. But let's just take two timelines. One is 2 years. One is, let's call it a year. And the other, let's call it 5 or 10. Okay, so one is the short to intermediate term, and then the other is the medium term to not quite long term. Okay, so one to 2 years, 18 months. And of course, first I mean the midterms. Do you really think it'll help you in the midterms? If you don't, if you try to just lock this all down, and if you trust your guy, do you think your guy is pretty much innocent? Share the information. If you think it's mostly deep state Democrats who are going to be tarnished, release the information. That's what you've been saying for years. Release the information. Your people are in charge. You got the keys to the car. You got the codes to lock boxes. Release the information. And do you think if you don't, do you think it helps you in the midterms? And another, do you think it helps you 5, 10 years from now when you're trying to recruit replacement smokers? Your next generation of voter. Do you think it helps to say when you're making the case for what you stand for? Because see, they've all heard this. They all know. More on shows different than this than shows like this. I didn't start this fire. Tom didn't start this fire. Do you really think the fire that has been started 5, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, say nothing at 25, 50, just, you know, people right now, 13, who are going to vote when they're 18. When they're thinking about who gets protected and who doesn't. Do children who get sexually assaulted get protected? Or do the names and lists of people who did the assaulting, do those get protected? Who gets protected? Now your case was, yeah, we're not going to protect you for the environment, and we're not going to protect you against Putin, and we're not going to protect the middle class, and we're not going to protect USAID, and we're not going to protect people in foreign countries, estimates of which as many as 14 million people are going to die based on this. We're not going to protect you from communicable diseases. We're not going to protect you from the next COVID. We're not going to protect you from gun murderers. We're not going to protect you from any of this. Okay? We are going to protect you from pedophiles. But what if they're not? They're not going to protect you from that. What if it turns out really the only thing they're protecting are the most powerful in the country, are the richest in the country, are the people who are closest and most friendly with Donald Trump in the country? Do you really think that helps you politically over time? I say it doesn't. I say it almost certainly doesn't. And therefore, the Republicans listening, you got to call your congressman.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And when I say congressman, for Republicans, that's the vast majority of them, congressmen.
You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night, and he said CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted, and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. ZPA is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPA is the stop snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now, or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPA. That's happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPA.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported recently that the Trump administration's DOJ requested complete voter records from 12 states. Minnesota just refused to cooperate. In Florida, there's a decision in a court case over the city of Miami's proposed postponement of a city election. First to Minnesota, where the Secretary of State's office notified the Trump administration's Department of Justice that it would not comply with its request to turn over all voter records from the 2020 and 2024 elections, including voting and registration records. The office's general counsel said DOJ failed to provide legal justification for the request and did not specify how the data would be secured. DOJ has requested records from 11 other states, including Alaska, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. New Hampshire has also refused to comply, citing state privacy statutes. In June, the Miami City Commission voted to delay city elections from November 2025 to November 2026. It would extend Miami's commissioner and term-limited mayor by a year and was called a power grab. After mayoral candidate Emilio Gonzalez sued, a Miami-Dade County judge ruled July 21st that the city commission could not move the election without voter approval, according to the Miami Herald. We've linked to Minnesota's letter to DOJ and local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years. And we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
All right, tell the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter in your medicine cabinet right now? If it's more than just Vibri and Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. If you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom. And we are back. Question over there, who's going to pay for all of this corruption? Well, of course, the American people will pay for this corruption. And the conservative movement that made many of its bones going after FDR and Lyndon Johnson's, went after the New Deal and the Great Society and tried to go after government spending. Turns out what they were going after was government spending that helps poor people. Going after government spending that focused on poverty and the environment and the national welfare and things that had potentially more beneficiaries than the few. That was really what this fight has been about the whole time. And now it's getting even more clear. Who do the Republicans protect? Who do they protect? On whose side are they? It's a good question. It's a good question to ask your conservative friends. Who do they protect? And they've been saying they protect victims. They protect child victims in particular. Do they? Or when it's the moment for accountability, do they run away from Washington, D.C.? Do they shut down because they had an 8-2 vote in a committee calling for the release of files? And they realized all of a sudden that, oops, there are some of our donors, some of our friends, maybe our own president. Well, we know their own president, whose name was listed. And could we get through July and August? If we shrunk July, could we hope that enough bad things happen in August that come back September, we can change the subject? That's the bet. That's the cynical bet. And the worst cynical bet is, can they think of, can the superpowered attention shifter change attention again and change the subject again, as he has so many times in the past? I want to borrow something from Bill Kristol. And I don't think that merely because he is a Republican, his view is more worthwhile than someone else's, but I do think he had an interesting thing to say. He said, very short thread on the politics of Trump-Epstein. Epstein, excuse me. Who knows how much political damage the Epstein crimes and cover-up will do to Trump? Yes, other Trump scandals haven't done as much damage as they ought to have had. That doesn't mean you don't prosecute the case that is now front and center. Joe McCarthy got away with a lot of lies and a lot of demagoguery and a lot of intimidation for several years. And there was widespread reluctance to stand up to him. Does that sound familiar? Then Joseph Welch stood up, not on behalf of one of McCarthy's famous targets, but in defense of a young person under attack. And everything changed. Says Bill Kristol, I don't know if we're at a you have done enough, have you no sense of decency, end quote, moment. Is it impossible? Maybe, maybe not. Or, to pivot to Richard Nixon, who said of Watergate, I gave them a sword and they stuck it in. Trump may have given us a sword, we should use it. End. So, for those who, I think most of our listeners are aware, when Joe McCarthy was in the midst riding high in national power during the Red Scare, and the lawyer, Joseph Welch, got up in defense of one of his young associates and said, have you no shame, have you no decency? And that shifted the conversation. Can that same thing happen? I don't know. I'm not sure. We're a different media landscape. It is less regulated now. There is more concentration of ownership. There is less shared experience. You have more Joe Rogans and fewer Walter Cronkites. I don't know. But this is, but Bill Kristol's case is the case should be prosecuted, excuse me. Mine is a little different. Mine is we should do the right thing. And my case actually is to Republicans. You should do the right thing. And you are resting your moral argument on a relatively perniciously thin reed of protecting young victim children. And are you going to let even that reed go away? John, you got a short period of time here from Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're on the air. John, you there? Not hearing you, John. Let's go to Will from Bushkill, Pennsylvania. Will, you're on the air. We got about 45 seconds.
Okay. Hey, Jefferson, real quick, so I'll make it quick. The question that was posed about why are we focusing on Epstein, the pedophile, as opposed to the victims, it's really simple. We live in a for-profit news ecosystem, yet another thing that should never be for profit, number one. Number two, reporting on famous pedophiles brings eyeballs, which brings cash. And number three, reporting on thousands of girls who are raped by a pedophile does not bring eyeballs nor cash. Hence, that's the reason. It's as simple as that. We have a for-profit media horror escape, and they care about one thing, making money, and it is simple as that, simple as one, two, three. Yeah. It's no more or less than that. It's real simple. There's no reason to overthink it.
No, well, I appreciate it. Good take. Appreciate it. I will say, although you're totally right, that the mass perpetrators are already famous. Victims aren't yet famous. That impacts it. Also, the sad thing might not make us watch it as much as the thing that triggers anger. That said, I think if there were hearings right now where victims got up and said their piece, I think people would pay attention. I think it would get eyeballs. That's what I think. We'll be back with News of My Dad.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Matt Nair on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. A federal judge blocks the Trump administration's efforts to defund Planned Parenthood, ordering it keep getting Medicaid funds. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The judge granted the organization, the nation's largest abortion provider, a permanent injunction. It blocks the federal government from cutting Medicaid payments to Planned Parenthood clinics for non-abortion-related care.
Police say multiple people have been shot at the Grand Sierra Casino in Reno, Nevada. A suspect's in custody. President Trump slashing the 50 days he gave Russia's Vladimir Putin to work out a Ukraine ceasefire deal.
I'd say 10 to 12 days. I'll announce it probably tonight or tomorrow. But there's no reason to wait. If you know what the answer is going to be, why wait?
And the president in Scotland urged Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu to get food into Gaza, and he suggested a U.S. role.
We're going to set up food centers, and we're going to do it in conjunction with some very good people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.